Improving childbirth outcomes is becoming a priority in healthcare discussions as maternal and infant mortality rates remain high, particularly for women of color. In Connecticut, advocates are figuring out how doulas or birth attendants may be able to help. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard has more.
Lucinda Canty is a researcher who focuses on maternal mortality. She interviewed women who had extreme complications in childbirth. And while the specific story details were different, the overall takeaway was the same.
With pregnancy, women are so vulnerable. And then you add labor on top of that, you need someone to be there to advocate and encourage you. And we have a healthcare system that, even myself as an educated woman, I still feel intimidated by it.
Canty is a certified nurse midwife, assistant professor at the University of St. Joseph, and a PhD student at UConn. She's also a member of a new state task force dedicated to expanding doula services. Doulas are professionals who provide emotional, physical, and informational support to women before, during, and after pregnancy. Erin Jones of the March of Dimes organization is another member of the commission. She says a more widespread use of doula services is one solution to lowering the number of pregnancy-related deaths of women and infants.
This isn't the only thing that we need to do. It's not going to be the silver bullet. It's not going to change everything for everyone. But I think it's an attempt and a try to addressing the issues.
The task force is made up of community leaders and experts. It met for the first time last week. Studies have shown that pregnancies involving doulas have better outcomes. In Connecticut, Jones says the figures on childbirth outcomes overall look good, but they're misleading.
Because our white women are doing better, but our women of color are still continuing to do really bad. With preterm birth and even maternal mortality.
National reports show there are 10.5 maternal deaths for every 100,000 births in Connecticut. But that rate is 3 times higher for Black, Latino, and Native American women. Takesha Everett of Health Equity Solutions says this health disparity is getting more attention as public figures like Beyonce and Serena Williams talk about their own issues with childbirth. But there are more of these stories among everyday people.
There are women every single day in Connecticut who are not famous, who do not have millions of dollars, who do not have access to the greatest care ever possible in Connecticut, who are suffering.
Task force members hope doulas can improve pregnancy experiences for women of all races, but the profession faces obstacles. There's currently no statewide uniform certification program for doulas, so practice techniques vary. Doulas also can't get reimbursed for their services from Medicaid like other reproductive health care providers. Everett says these issues need to be solved in order to move forward.
If we want to change what we are seeing in Connecticut and our maternal mortality and our maternal morbidity, that we put something in place, something that is a given if you want it. And I think particularly for many communities who don't even know they need it.
Earlier this year, lawmakers failed to pass legislation that would have helped create a certification program and a payment structure for doulas. The task force is looking to add more practicing doulas and make recommendations to lawmakers in time for the next legislative session. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.